It's a Canola Minute brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association. Barry Coleman is with us with an update from the research conference held recently in Fargo.
We heard from several researchers at both the Agriculture Research Service and NDSU on efforts they're making in breeding canola to get higher yield and higher oil and to also obtain some freeze tolerance. We heard from researchers in Minnesota and Montana on efforts to analyze fertilizer options in canola. Brian Jenks reported on a herbicide tolerance study that assessed the canola crop safety of Spartan herbicide. We think that we've got the information that will allow growers to perhaps use the product in a rotation with canola now and not have a lengthy crop rotation restriction on the labels. We also heard some reports on our clubbered survey that we've done, and we also heard that some resistant canola varieties seem to have gone a long way in mitigating the spread and prevalence of clubbered. We did hear that blackleg incidence has increased this year, so that's one disease that we're going to continue to monitor. Complete proceedings of the research conference will be available on our website at northerncanola.com.
That's a Canola Minute brought to you by the Northern Canola Growers Association.